This is GIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister explains tax on withdrawals. Tax Administration Jamaica to be modernized, and the Spanish Town Hospital to get state-of-the-art AC unit. The news in detail after this message.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Now the news. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says government had no alternative to implementing a tax on withdrawals as part of revenue measures to finance the 2014-2015 budget. Dr. Phillips says he and his team at the Ministry of Finance examined several revenue measures but settled on the bank withdrawal tax as it would yield the most gains while causing the least displacement for the poor and most vulnerable. Among the other measures recommended to the Finance Ministry were imposing a special consumption tax on sweetened drinks, raising the personal income tax rate, increasing the general consumption tax GCT, and reinstituting GCT on electricity.
A number of revenue raising alternatives were examined, but all the alternatives considered would have placed more burden on ordinary Jamaicans, people less able to pay, and would have had a more far-reaching and negative impact on the economy.
The finance minister was speaking at a post-budget press conference on Tuesday. The tax on withdrawals from financial institutions will take effect on June 1 this year. In the meantime, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government will be moving to modernize the systems used by Tax Administration Jamaica as part of plans to improve overall tax compliance rates. Dr. Phillips says steps have already been taken to kickstart this process.
We have sought assistance from bilateral and multilateral partners. We have put in place amendments to the Revenue Administration Act, which will entitle the TAJ to third-party information. We have put in place legislative amendments to mandate e-filing and things like that. We have put in place legislation to permit them to enter into write-off arrangements so that they can determine when a tax is not collectible.
Dr. Phillips says this year the Finance Ministry will also be moving to streamline the adjudication process between complainants and the TAJ to ensure swifter settlement of disputes. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the illegal removal and sale of public and other metal infrastructure through the scrap metal trade has been significantly curtailed. This as a result of stringent measures that have been implemented. Minister Hilton was addressing the official opening of a new centralized scrap metal facility at 383 Spanish Town Road in Kingston. Minister Hilton has commended the group of scrap metal exporters who combined their assets to establish the centralized facility. And the Spanish Town Hospital in St. Catherine is projected to save more than $1.6 million annually in energy costs with the planned installation of a state-of-the-art air conditioning AC system. The system is being installed at a cost of $8.4 million through the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, under the government's Energy Efficiency Program. Energy Minister Philip Powell says the significant savings to be accrued is a welcomed reprieve for the hospital, where AC units now account for close to 43% of the energy used.
The government is absolutely serious about our efforts at energy conservation and efficiency. In fact, of all the things that we do, energy conservation and efficiency is perhaps the most important aspect because it represents something that we have control over.
Minister Powell, along with PCJ's acting group manager Winston Watson and managing director of the ATL group Danville Walker, signed a contract Tuesday for the start of the project. Appliance Traders Limited ATL has been awarded the contract to supply and install the AC system on the maternity wing of the hospital by June. That was GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.